TJ!
Mr. Jim!
What's happening?
Not much, and you?
Oh, I am driving home right now.
I heard.
Yeah. So this is another episode of the Healthy Self Podcast. I always have to say that in the beginning. Hey, so you missed the conversation that I had with Michael.
I know, that's right. I was like, let me see if I can get Mr. Grimm or Michael and see if they can get me up to speed on that.
Yeah, join again. So we just changed. We had to change the time to 4:30.
Hey,
Joshua,
hey,
what's happening?
Nothing. Got the fire truck over here, but neighbor's good.
Okay. Well, invite to you guys, but only Michael joined. I don't know if he's going to join on this one.
Yeah, I was out shopping earlier with my girlfriend. Fire shopping.
Oh, okay.
I had to get my, I had to go get new clothes and everything.
Okay. Well, yeah, we just talked a little bit about what he has going on over there in Connecticut. I found out a little bit about his job. And we talked for about 20 minutes. I'm wondering, does my microphone, does it sound like it's really loud here?
No,
it's coming through clear right now.
You're coming out 10 by 10.
It sounds pretty clear. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Okay. Because I have, I'm driving and it sounds really loud to me, but that's good if it doesn't sound loud to you.
Oh, yeah, you sound 10 out of 10 by 10.
Oh, let's go. So, GJ, I'm wondering, you just got back from class. How was class today?
It was good. I got to make, well, my teacher and I got to make a box.
Oh, out of what?
Out of paper. We painted a paper, but we turned it into a box.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, I was telling Michael that I ordered a bunch of I ordered a bunch of cameras and backpacks for my students. And so I was, as I was talking to him, I was getting them all lined up and putting numbers on them and things like that.
Oh,
so
wow.
We get, because we go out in the community and learn how to like do shopping and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because, GJ, you were part of the group that went over to the one-way board shop with me, weren't you? At the mall?
I don't think so.
Or rode in the van. Josh, did you go in the van with us?
The one-way board shop?
Yeah. Is that familiar?
I think I did, but I don't think I did. I can, if I can hardly remember.
Yeah.
Same here. Yeah.
Okay. I know a few people went. Like, I know Tina went. I know Jacob went. pretty sure Marcos went. But I couldn't remember if you guys did or not. Doesn't sound like you did. Anyway,
no,
those are the
types
of things.
Did, but...
Okay. Those are the types of things I do with my students now. So Josh, how is it being back in California?
I don't want to be here.
Is that because it's raining again?
It's raining again, and plus I'm missing a lot of fun on the East Coast. Rocket launches and everything. I'm missing it. I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. Well, we're here for you with pretend tissues. Here you go. Dry up your tears.
Nice one.
We're here for you.
No, but I mean, it's good being back, but it's just getting to the rhythm of being back. I'm still not 100% there because, you know, normally right now it's like, what, 5 here, 8 over there, I'd be asleep already, mostly.
Right. Yeah, that change in time is kind of tough to get used to.
Yeah, and I actually just got home from my second job. Doing landscaping.
Nice. That's hard though.
Not when you got equipment like a skid steer and a tractor. That's I like. That's what I like doing. I like riding the machines.
Oh, good. Okay. Then your job is not going to be that hard if you have the right equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I worked on my dad's yard in because now they bought a ranch in Napomo, so we got that fixed up.
Awesome.
So I like it. It's easy money.
Good. GJ, I was going to ask you also, if I remember right, when we were texting before, you had a question for me.
Yes, I did.
We were texting last night. So why don't we can turn that into a topic that we discuss here. What was the question? I don't remember exactly.
I know one was about instant. No. What's that social media app that we're on?
Discord.
Yeah. Discord. And the other one was it was something that you sent on the group chat on iMessage. It started with the letter B.
I sent it?
Yes, you sent it on the notes that you took.
I sent... You're saying I sent you an app?
No, you sent a note that had the letter B in it, or that starts with the letter B. It's a word that I don't think I remember.
You asked me what branding means.
There you go. Yes.
Was that it? Branding?
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, that's right. Because in my notes, I had listened to the audio file of you and Michael talking, and I had made some notes about it, and I said that you ought to have your own podcast, just like I have the Healthy Self podcast, because I'm the host of this one. Mm-hmm. You should have your own, and Michael should have his own.
Yeah.
It sounds like Michael does have his own, but I haven't been able to listen to it yet. But you do not have one set up through Spotify for podcasters yet.
Correct. Yeah.
So you basically have an account with Spotify for podcasters, but that doesn't mean that you have a podcast set up that you could post discussions onto. And so Josh, since you're here too, you have a Spotify for podcasters account, but have you gone through the process to set up your own actual podcast?
No, not yet.
Okay, I didn't think so. So I'm the only one that's done it, and I don't know how to do it on Spotify for podcasters. When I set up mine, it was through the old app Anchor. Mm-hmm. So I'm not actually sure how to help. But what GJ is talking about with branding is coming up with the name of it. And branding also means coming up with kind of the theme that you want to talk about on your podcast. For instance, mine is called the Healthy Self Podcast, and in my description, it says something like reflections and discussions on living a healthy lifestyle. And those are the things that I like to talk about on the podcast. So, GJ, you would have to do some thinking and really come down to a decision and make a decision and say, okay, I want the name of my podcast to be called something. And that's kind of what branding is you would choose the name and you would discuss only certain topics and probably not other topics. That's kind of how branding works.
Interesting.
For example, GJ, I'm trying to come up with ideas because I kind of want to do like a like a plane jockey kind of podcast for like me. But then there, if I'm putting like, you know, some good terms of what's the benefits out of it, like there's already like, if I'm gonna put it this way, there's like probably I would say 3 or 4 good plane jockeys down in LA that I could go to for advice, but you know, that's what I kind of been thinking about doing.
Yeah, that's interesting. So let's just imagine for a minute that, Josh, you had a podcast and it was, you know, I don't know what the name of it would be, but your main theme would be you mostly talk about planes.
Aviation.
And things related to aviation. That'd be awesome because then you would be able to try to contact, what did you call them, plane jockeys?
Yeah, because they're like huge aviation geeks.
Gotcha. Okay, so this would be, yeah, Josh's channel or Josh's podcast would be all about aviation, and he would be contacting other, that's funny, aviation geeks, a bunch of guys who know all about aviation, and you guys could just discuss all the things you wanted to about aviation.
Right.
And those would be the episodes of your podcast. And if I came in there and was like, hey, I want to talk about motorcycles, you'd be like, sorry, man. We don't talk about motorcycles here. We talk about only aviation-related things.
Right.
And that's kind of what thing is. You would keep it all within the same, kind of the same niche, they say.
Yeah, I call it the same organization type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense, Josh. So, GJ, you would have to start thinking about, like, what do you love to talk about and what is something that's really important to you? So it's important to you and you love to talk about it, and that's what your podcast would be about. It usually takes a while to think about that kind of stuff.
It does, yeah.
You gotta, you know, sit, like help me and my girl, we sit down and brainstorm ideas. Like, we just started doing our little small business, but we decided to start doing like our pet pages and stuff for our cat. So we got into that hobby.
Oh, nice. Like on Instagram?
Yeah. Well, actually.
Or on Facebook or something or some other? On Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. And then like we had some keychain design, but we're thinking about giving them to a couple people or putting it into like a drawing or something.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, for our top fans.
Yeah, so if your girlfriend, like, let's say she wanted to start her own podcast and wanted it to be all about, like, cats or how to start a business, she could do a podcast about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could have as many podcasts as you want. You just have to think about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, like, for example, like you brought up a good point, Mr. Grimm. You know, like, if I wanted to start one with aviation, it would just strictly be an aviation blog. Well,
right.
Not blog, but it'd be a strictly aviation podcast.
Exactly. So the next step for you, Josh, would be having to do some research, I guess, on what do you do to set up your podcast using the new Spotify for Podcasters app. Right. I just haven't gone through the process yet, so I'm not sure. But
yeah,
there's some steps on how to do it.
Yeah, like you said, there's some steps. And I was kind of thinking, Mr. Grimm, on the same, now that we're, how we're brainstorming.
Uh-huh.
Remember how, well, this is back then when I was in your class in high school. Remember how we did that test with like the whole YouTube live stream testing and stuff?
Yes.
I think, I don't know if it's a good idea because I've kind of been planning to do that for like I have like, I don't know, 3 YouTubes already, but I'm trying to decide which one I want to put as a live stream. Because I'm kind of thinking about going down to either LA or Burbank, probably within the next couple weeks, and possibly doing like a live stream from there or something.
Oh, okay. Honestly,
because I got the cameras and stuff.
Oh, right. Sweet. I don't know all of the requirements for doing live streaming. I know we kind of tested it out back then.
Yeah, the bike shop.
Exactly.
Man, I miss those days.
I know, it was fun. I think now you have to have 1,000 subscribers before you can live stream, but I don't know if that's true. But I thought
actually,
that right
around... I did like
you
a...
Know?
Like a I, no, well, I think, I believe, when I did it, because I tested it, a face stream on my... with just without my camera, my other camera set up. I can go live and my... like, I tested it with my girlfriend and she could see me perfectly.
Oh, okay.
But there's, I think there's like a certain restriction that that you need 1,000 to have followers.
Oh, okay. Or yeah, followers. I don't know. You know, Josh, what?
Some people do is
I've heard about this too. What you could do is, let's say you just got your camera and you just did a video of yourself. Things you could actually take the audio from the video and post that to your
like to my podcast.
Correct, where you only have to talk one time, but you could put it out as a video on YouTube, and you could also put it out on your podcast.
Right, it's almost like a TikTok thing.
Exactly.
Almost.
Yep. Almost.
Well, actually, YouTube and TikTok are the same thing, because to go live, well, TikTok, you need 1,000 to go live and all that crap and stuff.
Oh, you do? You do need 1,000 to go live on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
How do you think I got to 1,000? Because I post the best content.
Oh, that's cool. I don't, I look at TikTok sometimes, but I haven't made that many posts. I just have a few.
Oh yeah, there's a cat in the background, so if he meows, he meows.
No worries. I'll be home pretty soon, and I'll have to go, but I've probably got about 3 or 4 more minutes here.
Don't be driving in the rain, Mr. Grimm. Please.
I'm trying not to. I know. It is raining right now. I'm
but
almost
you know
back.
What? But you know what? It was kind of good. If I put it this way, it was kind of good. But then again, it's not kind of good because my joints in my back from pulling, doing the mowing, the hand mowing yesterday and all that, it kind of pretzeled my back.
Yeah, and the cold weather probably makes it feel worse.
It made it worse yesterday.
Yeah. Well, thinking about your podcast and everything, if I get a chance, which, you know, the next... we're still moving, so we're going to be pretty busy. I don't have a ton of time to try to figure out how to set up a new podcast right now. But when I get to it, if you've done it already, I'll let you know how to get those set up. But GJ, I guess you kind of have some homework to decide on. You'll
have to decide what you
want the name of it to be and what kind of topics you would like to discuss.
What was that? You were cutting out.
You kind of have some homework. You're not getting graded on it, but if you do want, if you do want to have a podcast, you'll have to decide what you want the name of your podcast to be, and what the main topics are that you would want to discuss.
One thing for sure, and I think it would be, I think it would be a good one for you, GJ, is, you know, because some people, you know, some people don't understand, like, well, maybe do a day, I wouldn't say do like a day in the life of a blind person, but maybe explain, like, you know, how being blind and using like the braille, and, you know, explain it to some people that don't know how to, you know, do that kind of stuff. You know, navigate.
I think that's
them.
A great idea.
Yeah,
that really is a great idea.
I think,
and
Michael,
you know,
I don't know.
Oh,
if
go ahead.
He's gonna be,
go ahead.
I don't know if he's gonna be okay with this, but I was thinking maybe the three of us, maybe Michael, Jose, and I could probably start off with that, and then
that's so funny. That's there. exactly what I was about to say. I was going to say.
There you go, Mr. Grimm.
I was going to say that Josh had a fantastic idea to talk about those topics. And I was going to say, GJ, you've already got Michael and Jose that know exactly what using Braille and needing a cane to walk and so on, like all of those things, using voiceover. You guys could absolutely discuss all of those things. And I think that that would be good content for a podcast.
I think so too.
Nice. Now you just have to figure out the name.
Any ideas? Now that we're recording?
Well, the one that I had was, but I mean, it's kind of good, but I was going to say like a day in the life of a blind person, maybe.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, that is a good one, but
it's either,
I don't know, because I,
it would either be that one, or it can be like, you know, how blind people navigate or something.
Okay, yeah, I think we could use that one as our title.
Ooh, I like the navigating. What about navigating blind?
Ooh,
okay.
He changed up the words on that.
He sure did.
Switched it a little bit. Here's what I think we should do is let's ask Michael and Jose's input too. We've got the Discord channel. And in Discord, one of the channels is called Ideas and Feedback. And so if we go to that channel, we could put in some different possibilities and just throw out a whole bunch of possibilities, and some of them will be kind of dumb and some of them won't work. But going through that whole process, maybe you'll find something that's worthwhile. But I'll throw that one out there first. Navigating blind.
Okay.
Or blind navigation. Maybe that. I don't know. We'll throw out a couple of them in there, and then
we'll throw a couple good ones, and then we'll do a pick vote.
Yeah, we'll throw some out there.
Uh-huh. I mean, those are some, you know.
Oh yeah, and then
because majority of the time when when me and GJ would hang out, people would be like asking me, you know, when I'm not around GJ, they'd be like, you know, how can he tell that you're right there? Well, I try my best to explain to you, hey. He hears my voice, and I tell him where I'm at and what side I'm going to be on of him.
No, but remember those couple times where we were in class and we had those drills going on, and then I don't know, it's either Josh or Austin that would come up. Remember
Josh? It would actually be both of us.
Or, yeah, both of you guys would.
Because we would drop everything we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to find him, too, anyway.
Oh, Austin. And provide assistance for the drills. That's right. I forgot that Austin did that.
Totally.
Yeah. Was,
now that we're bringing up that's the past really quick, I wonder where he's at now. Because I haven't heard or seen from him. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't heard from him. I've been trying to contact him, but it's been hard.
Yeah,
to
I haven't either.
It's like it's like we all just went away, and it's like
okay, well, yeah, everybody goes their separate ways after high school.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I do have to end it now because I just got home and I have to go in and take care of some chores and things like that. But I was going to say, before I go inside and do that, I'm going to jump into the Discord and I'll put in those two ideas that I had, and feel free to check out that channel and throw some good ideas out there.
Just don't throw no strike balls at Mr. Grimm.
No. Nice one, Josh.
Water up.
All right, you guys.
And I'm going to go to McDonald's and get us dinner.
Good deal. Okay, I will post this in a few minutes and I'll send it to you guys when it's done. And I will also send out a calendar invite for Sunday. to this again. And what I'm thinking is we could do the recording of the podcast while we're looking through the Discord channel.
That's actually a good idea, Mr. Grimm.
All right.
I know Mr. Grimm had a rough day at work, but where's he getting these ideas so quickly?
I don't know. This is chatting with you guys is a really fun part of my day. So thank you for the chat.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. Okay, I will. I'll chat with you guys later on. Let's end the episode now.
All right. And okay. Wait, Mr. Grimm, before you go, what's the name of the channel on Discord that you're gonna put the comments?
It's the one that it's called Ideas and Feedback.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.